what went on in that assault case. And what else do we have on the list?
Well, I just want to touch base. That guy is the most congenial man. He was on like the
Today. The most what man?
Congenial. He had the best laugh, the best smile. He had Charming. All the news anchors falling in love with him across the world. Like when
That's
he
was called a sociopath. So that is grooming the community.
And if you see, I think every parent should watch this episode of when we touch base with this.
Or listen, yeah.
Oh gosh, but watch Cheer. Just even a tidbit of it to see his behavior, you would never in a million years. And that is why it's so important.
Yeah. Yes, because they don't always look the way you think they will look. They're not always in the position that you think they're going to be in. And that's what we're really contributing to this whole month is highlighting and spotlighting awareness.
Okay.
What else do we have?
Next one is putting your child into residential facilities.
For mental health, yes. And let's even do one on summer camps. Just sending your kids away anywhere for anything overnight for mental health, for fun. Sleepovers, long-term treatment facilities, we'll do them separate. Okay.
I'll add that one.
Yeah.
So thanks. Our next one is Summer Wells, who I know.
Summer Wells. I've been following her since probably July. And we want to talk about, my sister doesn't know this case, even though she knows it from me, but I'm going to deep dive into the Cheer. And you, Brand, you're going to deep dive into Summer Wells and
but
talk about all the sexual.
Like, what? Give a quick recap.
I'm going to. Yeah, so she's a little girl who was 5 years old at the time she disappeared from Tennessee and like the hills of Tennessee. And so she is still missing. But the reason that I wanted to cover her is, one, I've been obsessed with waiting for someone to find this poor child. She is still missing. But as this case has unfolded, she was surrounded by people who were sexual abusing everyone around her and other people in their lives. So was she or was she not abused? We don't know, but we'll see. So we're going to talk about Summer Wells.
I am definitely going to do that. Is my homework to dive into that to get a little more information. Okay, so we have two left. Josh Duggar, who he was famous for the 19 kids and counting. He was the older brother who sexually assaulted his sisters and then numerous others, got caught on like Ashley Madison, which is some type of adult site. They confiscated all of his work. Computers, finding child pornography that he was exchanging, and he was led to believe to the world that this was this wholesome family. He's got a billion kids.
Yeah, so we'll do that case for sure, which I don't know anything about, but I'll learn. And what's the last one we're gonna do?
Is your one that you've been waiting for is Bob Saget.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Yep, we're definitely gonna do. So we're basically going to be covering some well-known cases of people who've been accused and who were convicted. And then I am going to see if I can get one of the people I've worked with in the past to maybe do an interview, another one. We have the grandpa one up, who an elderly person, man, who sexually assaulted his child. His minor granddaughters, two of them, and that's on in our podcast already. It's called Interview. I think it's called, let me look, with Grandpa or something, Pedophile Grandpa. And then we'll, you know, if our biggest goal this month is to really bring awareness on different levels. So if you or anyone has been the victim of sexual assault, we and I would really recommend you get your support lined up if possible first. If you need to get law enforcement involved first, if you need to go to the hospital first, one of the three, they all need to happen and try to decide which is best for you. And you can get the ribbon online. Just type in Sexual Assault Awareness Month on Google. You can order them from virtually. There's so many places that are selling them. And do you have anything else, Brand, to wrap up with?
I just encourage you putting it on your Facebook, letting people ask you what it's for.
Bringing the awareness wherever you can. And this doesn't mean, you know, this is not trauma dumping. This is awareness. And I hate that word, actually, or phrase. I can't stand it because it's stopping people from talking. And that's not what, that is not the goal in the world. We need to open dialogue, open communication, gain support in order to survive this awesome world we live in. You agree?
I totally agree. And, you know, this is where we need to go with it, is to keep talking about it, to bring awareness, and hope that we can help anyone, past survivor, future. If we can,
we want to prevent. Yeah, we're going to prevent by bringing this awareness. So let's, I think we all start with, I'm going to do it when I upload and put it on my, I don't really use social media personally because I work with sex offenders. I'm not comfortable putting any of my personal stuff out that could potentially be out where I don't want it.
And that's so, their favorite platform, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. You mean social media?
Yeah.
No, I mean, a lot of them are in doing it in the schools, but they do it everywhere. Some use social media, some use everything. There's just not one box for anything in this whole topic. But so let's wrap it up with that. And you guys go get your ribbons, pop this ribbon up on wherever you can. And thanks for joining us.
Hope you have a great day and stay aware.
Good morning and welcome to Kathy Cassidy podcast. I'm your host, and today we're talking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is starts in April. And my sister Brandy is joining, and we're going to be talking about just various things this whole month to do with sexual assault awareness. Good morning, Bran.
Good morning. Good morning. We are going to get into it.
Let's do it. Okay. What you got?
So we're a little ahead of the game, which is probably good because Sexual Awareness Month begins April 1st. And this is definitely not an April Fool's joke. This is as serious as it gets.
Oh, I didn't even think of the irony of it starting April 1st. I don't actually like that at all.
Right.
I don't. So today's March 24th. We're going to post this up probably tonight. So about 7 days or so early. And so let's talk about it.
Okay, so Sexual Awareness Month.
Sexual Assault Awareness. We keep calling it Sexual Awareness.
Boy. We should start that.
Okay, so Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is the acronym for it is SAM, S like Sam, A-A-M like Mary, which stands for that. And it's April 1st, it's through the entire month of April. The color. You'll see the ribbons. They are, hopefully you'll see the ribbons. They're a teal color. And that's the awareness ribbon. And then there's all sorts of bracelets, all sorts of different things that you can get. But the most well-known, I think, for awareness, don't you, Bran, is those ribbons.
Absolutely. And I feel like with social media being such a big platform now, people are seeing these ribbons and they're not knowing what they mean unless you got the banner.
Because there's so many things to be aware of. And I think us putting this out here, if you see the teal, I'm also looking, I don't know why there's a purple one too, but the real one is that I see is and that I've worn in my career. I've worked for companies that support this, which any company can. If you want to do that, you can order, just Google sexual assault awareness ribbons, and you can order them for yourself or for your employees or colleagues or friends or family or anyone that you just want to pass them out to.
And the most important thing I think to understand is that it's for support for survivors. So it's just a survivor that needs to wear it. It's for everyone.
Yeah, because even on their site, if you go to that, if you type in Google sexual assault awareness, you will see a support store. Or you could even look for the support store. And it says on there, which I really like, it says stand in solidarity with survivors and show your support. So it's a really nice way to do that without having maybe a full-on conversation with people. You see that ribbon and you know this person is, you know, standing in solidarity with survivors. I love that.
And I just saw something that is absolutely giving me goosebumps. It's got the blue ribbon and it's blinking, and it says believe survivors.
I love that. I
absolutely have goosebumps because I think probably you can touch better on this. That is one of the biggest fears of people coming forward is the belief system.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, depending on the age that you come forward with your abuse, I think for sure as a child, being believed is actually the most crucial step in the healing process. For the very first time that a victim discloses their abuse, the way it's handled by their parents or the police, whoever their person that they go to, has a much bigger than I think people realize, the biggest step in how they're going to move forward with ever talking about it again. And being believed and supported is the most, in my professional opinion, number one component that leads to healing. Because imagine, you know, you tell your mom or dad or teacher and they say, yeah, I don't think that happened, or don't ever say that again, or blame the victim, which is the worst thing. But not believing a survivor of sexual abuse is so damaging that it can sometimes shut down that entire process forever, and sometimes for years, you know, that varies.
So because it's Awareness Month, what would you say the number one, or even it's obviously wouldn't be a number one, but what factors would you bring to light to say, these are your bullet points to be aware of? What do you want people to be aware of?
That's a great question. I think awareness, wow, it could mean so many things, but I'm going to just tackle one. Awareness would mean, and I'm probably going to tackle more than one. Awareness would mean that the world acknowledges that abuse happens. And by acknowledging it in a responsible way, because you can acknowledge it in an unhealthy way, in a healthy way of awareness would be believing them. I think that's a good way to tie even that in. So believing them and then working on, that goes to the next step, working on, you know, what steps do you take to heal? What steps do you take if you want to press charges? If you're able to press charges in the moment, you might have to wait. And then the next most important step is prevention. How do you prevent it from happening to others, if at all? Even to yourself, for yourself. I mean, don't you agree? Like, we as women and men, and I never want to forget men, we have to protect ourselves, and we have to teach our kids and family how to protect ourselves as much as possible.
And I think that key word of awareness is so broad, because you really be aware of when you're in the grocery store, even when you're at your own home and your doorbell rings, or you're at a party, or you're at a school event. There is nowhere that you can be that your awareness should be
down. Yes, I agree. In my house, when the doorbell rings, the guns are ablazing.
I say the same thing. Come on.
Nobody's coming with muffins to say hi. Everyone's coming to harm. So there's hypervigilance, and it's okay to laugh. It doesn't mean that we're taking away from it. It's very dark humor, but it doesn't mean that it's not taken as serious. But the doorbell ringing here is not a good sign. Even, don't you agree, Brent?
For sure.
If you,
My
if
dogs,
you,
no, they're loaded and locked and ready to go.
yep, pop the guns because someone at the door. Poor Amazon has definitely conditioned our doorbell, that's for sure.
But again, back to that, without joking, seriousness with all the stories that you've shared with me has brought my awareness to such a higher level that I hope, and this is kind of why I like to do this with you, because what it's taught me is to never let my guard down for myself, my children, my friends. I share all of the precautions that I possibly can. Oversharing will never hurt anyone. It's keeping these things quiet is when it becomes a problem and not sharing knowledge.
I agree. And I think, even that, and I'm just saying this, there's this new buzzword going around trauma dumping. There's a fine line of awareness and trauma dumping. Have you heard of the word, Brian?
I have not.
Oh, well, it's a very popular word these days. Gaslighting was one. Now it's shifted to trauma dump. So basically, it's telling your story that can be filled with trauma and telling it to someone who really didn't ask to hear it.
Oh.
And so, even the kids, like my kid clients, they use the word. It's a little bit, I don't like it that much because trauma dumping is also part of. AKA, like being a friend. And if you need to talk about something, I don't think you should box yourself into feeling like you're trauma dumping because part of relationships and friendships are sharing and looking for support from your friends.
But now on the other side of that, excuse me, I can, my fear would be, let's say someone shared an experience with that. Your first thought is to how do I help you fix this? And when they ask you to keep this private,
Oh, yeah.
share now as that trauma dumpy receiver, I'm not sure what that word is. What do you do with that on that end?
That's a great question because that can really tie into this whole month of awareness. So I think, this whole topic of trauma and sexual abuse and assault is it just ginormous? And it's impossible, virtually impossible, to touch on every aspect of it. But I would say that, there's a piece of answering your question that, yes, you want to respect what someone is, if they're asking you not to tell.
Do you
That's,
tell?
yeah, that's a heavy weight to carry because. Again, now we go into there's so many things, how old are they? Are they living with the perpetrator? Are they in danger after the original assault occurred? There's just so many variables. So what I would suggest is that if you don't already have a therapist, if you have a therapist, ask your therapist what they would recommend, and they will do their best to guide you. If you don't have a therapist, I would call one of the rape hotlines and ask them what they would recommend. Because, if that person is currently in danger, that's a heavy weight to just carry around knowing,
Well, because
respecting what they're asking of you.
of losing their friendship, but also
And
your
yeah.
risk of allowing them to stay in an unhealthy, potentially situation or place. So being open.
And again, is it your job
Right.
to allow them, It depends on is this a is the assault taking place in an adult relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, husband, husband. It depends. Is it a little kid? Is it a teenager? Is it a stranger rape? So I would do my best to encourage whoever tells you about an assault, if they're an adult or, I would say maybe 13 or up, 15 or up. It just depends on so many things. I would encourage them to call a hotline if they don't have a therapist to ask for guidance. I would also encourage them to call their therapist if they do have one for support and guidance. And then same thing for an adult, because before you involve, you know, law enforcement or child protective services, I think having a plan in place for your support system is pretty crucial. But again, that could move around in priority depending on the situation. But hiding it almost is the opposite about this awareness month.
So the most important thing, number one, is belief, that you believe whoever is telling you this story. And it's,
yeah,
in story, I use loosely, circumstance, yeah. Story.
Their assault, their trauma.
Believe their trauma. And that is number one. So if we believe people when they speak, this wouldn't need to be
a whole awareness.
Shameful. Yeah. Right. It's nothing to be shamed for.
Yeah, agree. Which means like you don't have to keep the secret and you shouldn't keep the secret. And again, now on the flip side of that, sometimes you do have to hold it to get to a safer space. So that's why I think my go-to for your question is going to be call a hotline for guidance or a therapist for guidance.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. That's because there's so many variables.
And there are a lot of places out there. I think when prior to us talking, I just did a tiny bit of a Google search and it did say, you know, that there are 1,100 rape crisis centers available, phone numbers, emails, you have.
Yeah, and I would be careful with just randomly choosing of all 1,100. I would try to stick with the most well-known ones, like the Take Back the Night. If you Google Take Back the Night, which is a day that different cities, towns, states do a walk to take back the night of the assault.
Oh, I love that. All right, I've got one bomb left for this. And this is going to be a good one.
Okay. What is it?
What do you think that the predators think of this month and this awareness being brought to it?
Yeah. That's I don't know, because I have never asked any of my clients. I've never researched it. And I would wonder, just based on my experience, if they even know about this month. And I think with you asking that question, I think I'm going to ask my clients that I know have assaulted and sexually abused other people. So let's table that and let's see what I can collect.
I would be so interested to know, do they change their, I don't even know what the word would
be. Like their MO?
Yeah, do they change their grooming methods? Do they
back
this month because light is brought to it this month? Does it fade away after April?
I don't even know. Do you think people, I know about this month because not even, I heard about this month, my very first internship. Remember Eliani? My first internship from my first master's degree, she was, my supervisor was named Eliani. She was phenomenal. She taught me so much and she taught me about this month. And that was in 2003. 2005. And I never heard about it after that. And she got ribbons for all of us at the office. And I just thought this was very powerful. And do you see it in your life?
Ever. I've never heard of it. I know my kids, you know, we talk a lot about these things.
And your kids are adults.
They are now adults in college. I don't see any ribbons. I've never heard it spoken. They should be speaking about this through preschool, middle school, high school, college.
I agree. Yes, the schools should be partaking in it. And I wonder if any do. There's not one I've ever heard of.
Until you shared this with me, I think it's phenomenal. With social media going on, I feel like they have a responsibility to grab onto this platform.
But who? Like, who is social media?
All the social influencers on TikTok and Snapchat and people that are posting stories instead of posting your food or your lavish vacations. Maybe if they were to take that 3-second platform to show that
risk, if they knew about it, you know, I mean,
information to share, if they just wore that ribbon in solidarity.
I agree. I think it would be great, but I think even this month lacks awareness. The ribbon lacks awareness.
Absolutely. If I saw someone wearing a teal ribbon, I wouldn't know what that meant. I truly wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have known if it weren't for Eliani. And I'm thinking as we're talking, I can't think of ever seeing that ribbon other than when we did it at the office in 2005. Can you think of seeing it?
No, definitely not. So
that's why we're doing this. We're going to, with our little platform, try. And I'm asking you guys, we're both asking everyone to pop on a teal ribbon on in support of this month somewhere on your platforms, anything you have access to. The ribbons are super cheap too. I see them. They have them on Etsy. They have them on everywhere. Amazon. Get them and pass them to your friends or your workplace, and let's help, you know, with what we can, and you share it with your friends and see if we can, if everyone became proactive, I think we might see more of these. And I'm going to do a poll in this. What do you think, Brand? Should we do a poll to see if people knew about the blue ribbon?
Absolutely. Like, I'm on Facebook right now trying to see if I can change my banner.
Yeah.
I don't see that as an option, but what I am going to do is follow this page, and I'm going to copy this ribbon, and I'm going to post it on my page. Not that, you know, I don't have millions of followers, but even if I can affect one person.
Oh yeah, I love it. And then I think that's great, and I'm glad you're doing it now. And we're going to add it into the podcast too. And then you guys can copy that image and put it on your anything that you have. I'm glad you're doing that, Bran. That's awesome. And maybe you can share it with, you know, your kids, because my sister's kids are in college, and I think, dear Lord, the colleges need this.
Yeah, it's so rampant there, and especially to bring the awareness that as soon as someone knows you're aware of something, I feel like it gives you a layer of defense against it. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know if offenders know, but I think it also can lead to a conversation for people who don't know what it is. Like, hey, what is, you know, everyone knows the pink ribbon.
Right.
Right. You know, what's the pink one?
For breast cancer.
Yeah. That's the only ribbon I think I know off the bat.
The red AIDS ribbon. And that took quite some time to take on.
I didn't even know about that one. I didn't know red meant AIDS. I would have thought it meant Red Cross.
No, it's for AIDS. But again, I think that I would love to get the answer back from you once you talk.
Yeah, we'll put the poll up. And if you guys could, you know, take a second to just tell us if you were aware of if you were aware that there was a Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and then we'll do another one. Or are you aware that it's in April? And then we'll do another one. Are you aware? We'll do three polls.
And would you be comfortable wearing? Would you be comfortable?
Yeah. But we'll also ask, like, did you know that the teal colored ribbon was for Sexual Assault Awareness Month? And then, yeah, we'll ask yours too. Would you be comfortable wearing it? I would hope people would be comfortable wearing it, unless, I guess if you're a predator, you would be the only one uncomfortable wearing it.
Well, you know, sometimes people like to keep this a secret.
So, and that defies the whole purpose of the
right
of this platform here. That's the whole thing. But yeah, people might not want to talk about it. And people sometimes, you know, the really ugly thing is predators would wear it. Some predators,
but it could be that person who's never shared it with anybody. Their outlet without having to share their story, but just say that this is, you know,
yes, it's like a bonding.
Yeah.
It's like, It's kind of like people who have cancer and they're in chemotherapy. When they're all sitting in the room getting chemo, there is this bond that is unspoken. And you don't know if it mean, I mean, this is different than cancer. If you see somebody with a blue ribbon, hopefully you can assume that they're supporting this. And you can talk about it or not talk about it. And again, like if you don't know what it is, it can at least lead to a conversation, some dialogue.
So
But
I think
yeah.
this is an amazing month, and we have so much more to talk about, but we should probably wrap it up at this, and let's grab on to our next subject, which is a good one. Consent versus assault.
Yeah, we're going to do that one on our next podcast. You want to give a list about what we're going to cover, some of the topics for the month?
Oh gosh, it's
So
so
we're going to, yeah, we'll do consent.
I mean, excited. I mean, it's just, it brings so much electricity to this. And I think, so we have 10 ideas. And if anyone has any more, or they think maybe this is like overkill, or we should add or take away from, we would love to hear
Yes, but we won't take away. I promise that. We
it.
will add.
Really quickly, though, here's what we've come up with together is, talking about being a first-time victim, at what point did you realize it? Where did you go with it? Are you still sitting with it?
That's a big one because you don't know you're a victim a lot of times
Until
until you know.
right.
And then what was that? What is that like? So that's going to be a great topic.
So
Very powerful.
next one would be predators. And that's so general, but where we're going to go with that is how predators groom at any age. You don't have to be a child to be groomed, that you can
Yeah.
be groomed regardless of your age.
Yep, because a lot of predators typically chronic predators, well, most they are mostly all chronic. I wouldn't believe anyone if they said there was someone who sexually assaulted one time. That's just not a thing. And that's from my professional experience.
But the cool
Yes, they groom the community. They groom adults. They groom parents, coaches, teachers, churches. It's not just children who are being groomed.
And I love that you can share that light with all of your knowledge, because most people, again, we've talked about what a predator may look like. I know it's changing a little more as time is evolving, but
Well, awareness is changing. I
right.
think they've always been there. We're becoming more aware that it can literally be anyone.
Okay, so our next one is dating apps, and we're going to review the Tinder swindler. Oh my God. That's
Yep, the Tinder swindler.
we're going
That.
to need like 5 episodes for that one.
Yeah, we're definitely. I think that's going to be a really good one too.
And then,
So, but dating apps, we're going to do, let's do it separate, dating apps, and then Tinder Swindler will be a review of that document, or I think it is a documentary. It kind of looks like a docu-series. But we'll also do dating apps separately and how to try to be careful and
and the red flags. So we have dating apps as our number four. Number five, oof, we're gonna go with Bill Cosby and Epstein, and what that looked like, where it's ended, why it's secretly fallen off again. We can conspiracies, the facts. You can get into a lot of that because you know.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of the more well-known cases of Cosby, Epstein. We're gonna do the Duggar guy, right? What's his
Wait,
name?
yeah, we're gonna do R. Kelly.
Oh yeah, R. Kelly.
We're gonna do he's a young man from the episode from Netflix, Cheer. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but
Let me look it up real quick.
he was arrested here in Illinois for
This
assault.
is where we're from. We're from there, so this is hits home for us.
Very much. If you could.
His name is Jerry Harris.
That's it, Jerry. And he's got a personality that is more lively than life. He was on the Today Show laughing. The world fell in love with.
Bran, you're gone. Okay, I don't know where she went. You're completely gone. So we're going to talk about Jerry Harris, and my sister has the list. So,